Tom.
I'm in the bunker today, folks. Quality might not be the normally crisp sound that you're used to, but I've decided that I need to at least begin the program from the bunker and set some ground rules for the day. I am, of course, speaking about the heartbreaking loss of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. Here's the dilemma I have. There are actually Gopher fans that have infiltrated our building. And I just couldn't take a bidet. In fact, our daughter, Haley, who goes to school with also, unfortunately, some Gopher fans in the fifth grade, knew that today would be a little troublesome because there would be some taunting going on. There would be some, you know, na-na-na-na-na going on. And she brought earplugs. I, unfortunately, cannot run a radio show and actually have earplugs. I guess I could slip them in anytime. I'm just anticipating a lot of taunts today. And it's actually all my fault because I might have been just a little bit sure of myself yesterday when I suggested that the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux certainly would come out victorious over the Gophers. And you know what? It was a great hockey game. Unbelievable hockey game last night. And it was a dogfight. It was scoreless for much of it. Late in the game, halfway through the third period, Sioux score. I'm sorry, the Gopher score, 1-0. 30 seconds later, the Sioux score tied up. So it's a 1-1 game. It looks to be, despite a Sioux power play opportunity late in the game, with about 2.5 minutes left in the game. Again, some great chances. Sioux don't score. And put one rush on the Gopher net with about 20 seconds left. Come back down, and puck squirts out of the zone. Gopher player picks it up and crashes the net and gets a lucky bounce. And with 0.6 seconds left, puts the puck in the net for the Gophers. So here you have a team, the University of North Dakota Sioux, fairly the underdog. I mean, the Gophers have been wall-to-wall the team in college hockey this year. And the Sioux struggled early and, you know, scrapped their way into the final four in the NCAA tournament. And guess what? Play a great game. I mean, a great game. Played their game and then lose it with 0.6 seconds left on the clock. In fact, They had to go look at the replay because they weren't sure there was time left when they scored. But there was. And they looked closer, 0.6 seconds. So anyway, that's why I'm in the bunker today. Or at least the first segment. I'm just trying to do everything I can to avoid the jeers that will understandably come given my boastfulness. It's Friday. It's a beautiful Friday, which means we get to tackle some normal or nuts topics today on the program, and there's a few to choose from, for sure. We have just one guest in the, of course, we'll have the Golden Girls here in a little bit on the key issues of the day. One hockey-related normal or nuts question that we're going to get to. Jim Poolman, who was out in Philadelphia for the NCAA game, was evidently in a suite with some fellow Sioux fans. And they had a Sioux flag in the suite, all right? Obviously, they're Sioux fans, and they have a Sioux flag. So they put up security comes into the suite to say that the NCAA wanted them to take the flag down. How about that? Evidently, free speech is out the door. Now, you rent a suite, you put up a flag, and the NCAA evidently had their NSA-like security out there. And now that's flat-out nuts in my mind. You can't get much more nuts than that. But that was a priceless tweet that came from Jim Pullman last night. Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, of course, congratulated the Gopher team on the amazing Frozen Four win. And then went on to say, Senator Hoban, you can deliver those delicious North Dakota chippers to my office anytime. So he's going to have to pony up on that particular bet. Anyway, a couple of things on that front. What we have for, we have the Golden Girls coming up here a little bit. We have North Dakota Grain Growers Association President Bob Wismus. He was in Washington testifying before the Senate Surface Transportation. I'm sorry, not the Senate. He was a Surface Transportation Board, and talking about the effect of the increases in oil by rail traffic on the ag industry. This is a issue that has been in the news. One we've been dealing with. One BNSF acknowledges, talks about building more track and getting more. You know, locomotives up here and everything else. We're going to find out a little bit about his testimony and also any solutions that might be bandied about, and certainly welcome your time on that. After 9:20 today, though, we have wide open open phone time today to tackle the normal or not topics of the day. So we will talk a little bit about the news that Kathleen Sebelius has resigned. We'll tackle that one with the oil, with the Golden Girls here just a little bit. Looking forward to that. We didn't get a chance to talk much about this pit bull story in Minot yesterday, but we're going to do that today as well. Is this just nuts, flat out nuts to own a pit bull? Well, I want to understand, you know, I'm a dog lover. So, I'm going to give the pit bull owners the benefit of the doubt. I don't even get insurance. Of course, you probably don't have to actually say you have a pit bull, right? I don't know. Do they ask that question on the homeowners insurance forms? Liability insurance forms. If there's pit bull owners in our audience, I'd love to hear from you and love to visit a little bit about that today on the program. So we're going to talk about that. Another poll, and the North Dakota at the top of it, this one in the education arena, the highest confidence in the K-12 system in all of America rests with North Dakota. Yeah. Interesting story there. So that's a, I think a couple things. One, I think I would agree with that. I think most people are confident with with the public school system in North Dakota, which I think is vastly better here than it is in many places. You know, you know, there's good teachers. They're just good teachers, and I think they, you know, makes it. I'm not a public school guy. Our kids go to parochial school because they can teach the whole person. And, you know, tragically, public schools anymore are almost militant in drawing that line. And so, you know, they can't do what we want them to do for our kids. So, but that's no fault of theirs. But I wonder what you think of that. Just amazing how many different polls come out there. I want to talk a little bit about issue in the oil patch. Rob Ford of the Standing Blog was critical of the Watford City Mayor's friend Sanford's comment about this new project in Watford City being critical infrastructure. They're working on a community center, a civic center, and it has an element of a water park in it, I guess an indoor pool and whatnot, and he called that critical infrastructure, and Rob Ford saying, oh, we're getting a little ridiculous now when these things are called critical infrastructure. I'd like a little discussion on what critical infrastructure means, number one, and number two, I would argue anything that builds a better sense of community is critical infrastructure. I think it's critical that, you know, obviously you need roads and you need a bypass and you need the real, you know, but that's the very basics. That's just the, you know, just managing the traffic and, you know, and preventing the log jams and, you know, sort of just, you know, really fundamental basic need. But I think the real critical infrastructure is that if you come into these communities, you have a sense of community. You know, I mean, in other words, the quality of life in Watford City, out of rival out of Wahpeton, and have the benefit of you know, an enormous amount of high-paying jobs because they're in the middle of oil country, right? You know, Wahpeton is a little bigger than Watford City. You know, they're not too long, maybe, but. And they're certainly not in the, you know, the metro area. But, you know, these communities in the oil patch lose out on a sense of community because so much has happened so fast And, you know, they're a cash juggernaut to the rest of the state. I think it's right to call that critical infrastructure. But I'd welcome your opinion on that. So those are a couple of things that that are on my mind. And obviously, it's normal and nuts Friday, so we welcome anything. And one other quick story that caught my attention, too. UND student body president is getting some grief for denying an additional $5,000 request for a buffalo feed for a Native American event coming up. The back channel on this is the rest of the story, and we need to get into that a little bit because they already were given more money than these events are normally budgeted for. So anyway, we're going to talk about that, too. All coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind, 855-200-1776 with your calls today. I'll get out of the bunker now and get into the real world coming up. I promise. Stay tuned, folks. More on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's Friday. I'm out of the bunker. I'm coming back into the real world, ladies and gentlemen. A little beaten up, a little bruised after a heartbreaking loss, but we'll just trudge through the day here. All right, folks, it is the Golden Girls, and Blanquita Cullum is here with all the common sense for the group, representing us God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping conservatives. And Ellen Radner is here to represent the loony liberals. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. We're not loony liberals. But, you know, now that we've done your show, I have all this interest from people because they think what we're doing is amazing.
It's pretty fun.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I'm out here in Texas where I just spoke to the Republican Women's Conference, and you ought to hear all the stuff that's going on in the state that is not only going to be red, it's going to be scarlet red.
Yes,
not
thank you.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
It's going to turn purple.
This is an inconvenient. This is actually an inconvenient fact, I think, and we can start with this topic, but. Ellen, the states that are governed by conservatives, you know, North Dakota and Texas are juggernauts, and they both are, you know, overwhelmingly Republican. So that's an inconvenient fact for you and Team Obama, isn't it?
Not at all. I think that even if the House turns or the Senate turns, it'll turn back very quickly because they're not going to like what these Republicans do. Just like what happened in 94 or 95, actually, when I met you, Scotty, almost 20 years ago.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of North Dakota and Texas are two of the states that are actually making money. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be really nice to see the Bakken and the Eagle Ford and the border open up between Mexico and the United States, the Keystone Pipeline, where we actually don't have to go to war over oil. We have sovereignty, and people are actually making some money and getting some jobs. I think it's a little different than 1993.
Yeah, and Ellen, here's my thing. How do you argue against it? How do you argue against the Republican-led states having a economy very different than the unemployment rates and the stagnant
climate
economy
change.
In the rest of the country.
That's how I argue it. Climate change.
Ellen, you've lost me.
You came back after going to China to the Golden Girls Casa, and you were out there sweeping the snow off of the balcony. That's really global warming.
Climate change. We don't call it global warming anymore. We call it climate change because different parts of the country have had huge climatic change.
Okay, but,
it really makes me laugh because, you know, what the liberals do, where the real inconvenient truth is that if they don't like how it works, they change the name of it. They change the term.
No, it's just that that's the reality. That's the facts. There are parts of the world that are changing dramatically because of the climate. And there may be no turning back at this point.
Oh, Alan, come on. We've seen through history. Look, do you remember the old stories of the Dust Bowl? People thought it was the end of the world in the 30s where people got lost. They completely disappeared in incredible whirlwinds of dust that happened in the Midwest. We go through periods in history where there are incredible disasters.
All I can say is thank God for President Obama, who's going to be going out to the mudslides on the 22nd of April. Those people should not have died, period.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I think when President Obama is out of office, the Rolaid industry is going to go down in profits because people have really had to take a lot of stuff to settle their stomachs.
Well, I should give you a kudo for sense of humor this Friday, but I got to tell you, Blankita, I think you're just plain wrong.
All right, a couple other things here, ladies.
One thing, Scotty. Wait till you see Ted Cruz emerge as the candidate. Believe me, you have never seen a group of people so activated. He will be the candidate.
Wow.
That's
okay. Kathleen Sebelius, going out with her tail between her legs, sort of. I mean,
Not at all.
Well, 12 days ago, she said she'd be there till November when the president did his spiking of the football about the sign-ups for Obamacare. She's sitting in the cheap seats. How is this not anything but
this has been going on for a while because he was able to name his budget chief right away.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, you know, believe me, I wouldn't want to be a woman in this administration. Look at the woman in the IRS. Women get a bad rap in this administration because actually they're the dog he wants to kick. It's not like he can accept the responsibility himself for picking bad managers, for picking bad firms, and for invasive going into people's privacy and giving them some sort of a program that's costing the taxpayers millions.
Listen, Scotty, I got, and Blanquita, I have news for you. Women have fared very well under this president. And no, he did not appoint as many to his cabinet as President Clinton did, but certainly a whole lot more than either Bush.
President Bush actually appointed the most. President Bush appointed the most. And when you're out there trying to say women are doing badly, maybe you might want to look in your own backyard and say, well, who are we going to promote before we get out and talk about this? Because, you know, you've got mid-level managers, but very few senior ones, and the ones that are senior are getting hatchet jobs.
Yeah, I yearn for a president who just, you know, shows you the way and says, here's how we're doing it, rather than say we're going to mandate this or ram this through or, you know, even the mudslide thing. How ridiculous to go use the death and the tragedy there to somehow advance your political agenda. What's he going
to
play Moses with?
I think he has to point out what's going to happen if we don't deal with climate change.
Maybe he can give us a warning like he did to Putin. That's going to make a difference.
Craig and Fargo for the Golden Girls, what topic would you like for us to throw out to these ladies, Craig?
Well, here's what I don't get. The left wants everybody to have the freedom to choose whether they want to abort, but I can't have the freedom to pick a health care plan that I want to keep because it's deemed not good enough for society. But abortion is a freedom they get. Well, isn't that kind of strange?
Well, you know, had Obama had a little more kahunas, as Blanquita would say, he would have said, we're just going to go to single payer and cut the insurance companies out completely. That's what he really would have done.
No more freedom.
I just like
whatsoever.
To have the freedom to
I think most people on Medicare are pretty excited and pretty happy that they have it.
And most people that pay taxes and are trying to earn a living and get affordable health care aren't, because now we're paying for a whole bunch more people.
This old man only has 2.5 more years till I can get Medicare, and I'm a happy camper.
Craig, I appreciate the call. By the way, in 2014, Americans will pay more for taxes than food, clothing, and shelter combined. So
I know. So where's Robin Hood? Where's Robin Hood?
No,
you know,
kidding.
A merry band of men to kind of rob from all these people and stop the evil King John from taking our money.
No kidding. Joe and Underwood, we're going to get to you here in a moment here. We're going to have to let the ladies go. Stephen Colbert, good pick, bad pick. What do you think, Blanquita?
Great
for,
pick.
I'm sure you'd say that.
I don't know if he's got the chops to be able to do it. He's pretty brilliant, but I don't know if he's got Jon Stewart in him. Well, I'm going to reserve my judgment.
Hey, Alan, do you remember when he interviewed us all at Democratic Convention in Boston?
That was a long time ago, my friend.
It was, but it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
You guys are going to have to start lying about your age.
Yeah, I think we are. All right, ladies, see you Monday. Back with your calls after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Take your calls here at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776 on the news of the day. Dustin Moore and Steve Hallstrom will be here in a moment to talk about some sports things and Steve's Sports Saturday tomorrow, and we'll check some weather. Looking pretty good today. Not quite 70, but not bad. Joe and Underwood wanted to get in with the Golden Girls. We just didn't have enough time, but... It'll be easier, Joe. You and I can have a conversation now without having to listen to Ellen interrupt us a few times. What's on your mind, Joe?
How is it possible to argue against climate change when virtually unanimous scientific opinion? I just don't understand how that's even possible. Virtually unanimous scientific opinion, thousands of published papers coming from everything is disparate, is observing cores of sample soil sediment in the Mississippi to ice cores in Greenland, and it all points in the same direction. How is it possible to continue this argument that what is so obvious is not happening?
Well, isn't the argument more about the causes of it? I mean, I think climate change. I mean, here's why a lot of us are a suspect. For one, you know, there's been a number of, you know, well-documented stories about, you know, emails and some of the ways that things have been cooking the books. And there's a cottage industry, you know, of the Al Gore wing, if you will, that is really about lining their pockets, more about sound science, number one.
Do you really think that a guy that is studying invertebrates found in oceanic subsurface core samples is part of some vast conspiracy that also includes a scientist doing radiological dating?
No, I think there's an element of the industry that is playing to the refs, if you will, that line their pockets that way. I want to indict every scientist. Let's just take one example. And Blanquita brought this up. Used to be global warming. Used to be global warming, and that was the fear. The sky was falling. Global warming's coming. We're in deep doo doo. And when all of a sudden it starts going another way, then we change it to climate change. Why is that?
The reality is, of course, if you look at global data, 10 of the last 15 years have been the 10 hottest in the history of taking temperatures. And, you know, let's not discount the science that was done in the 1890s. These guys observed electrons. These people conducted experiments that are valid. And so we have very valid temperature data going back through historical sources and now what they call forensic climatology, which is a new field as well. And so we have reasonably good documentation that, yeah, global temperatures are up.
Okay, so why did the global warming community become the climate change community?
Because it manifests itself differently in different areas. And because of there was a thing called the sudden stratospheric warming effect. Now that sounds pretty good, sudden stratospheric warming effect. And what that did is it forced the global polar circulation pattern down in our area. We called it the polar vortex. But it started, paradoxically enough,
because of
high temperatures in the far north. And see, that's why it's more appropriate to say climate change, because far temperatures in the far north, up in Churchill, they had a problem up in Churchill, Manitoba. You've got listeners up there on the internet, and they'll tell you that it was unseasonably warm. It disrupted everything about their way of life, of subsistence on the ice. And in the meantime, Fargo, North Dakota is 28 below zero. It's because it's more complex. Sometimes you change the names of things because they become more complex.
Well, I know, but I was only pointing it out, Joe, to say it just is another reason why people sometimes have some aspersions towards the science community. I think the biggest issue that I hear from the vast majority of conservatives to say we are way arrogant if we think we can disrupt the thousands of years of cyclical climate change. In other words, there's a lot less people that deny things are changing in the climate than say that man is the reason for it. And that's number one. And number two, the other thing.
Good morning, Scott.
Sorry, that was an off-air call that we didn't mean to play there. The other thing I would tell you, Joe, is that the arrogance also of suggesting that, okay, if we just bankrupt the coal companies, as President Obama wants to be, then we'll be in a climate change utopia. Then mudslides won't happen anymore. I mean, the idea that we, which are a absolute drop in the bucket, we did everything the climate change, global warming, Al Gore, jihadists, environmentalists wanted us to do, we would impact absolutely zippo nada to do it unilaterally. We're but a drop in the bucket. Those are the two things I hear from more than any other. I'll give you the last word before I go to the next call.
Paradoxically enough, the thing that is destroying the coal industry and Kentucky and wherever there's stories about, you know, the layoffs, is gas. It's natural gas. It has nothing to do. The fact that coal mining is down in the United States only slightly in the last 5 years has almost nothing to do with air quality control.
Yeah, Joel, that couldn't be any more of a ridiculous statement. I mean, the biggest threat. I know people in this industry very well. This is the uncertainty that's come as a result of government is what is a dagger to this industry in so many areas. I mean, they're looking to do, but by the way, the price of coal is a lot lower than the price of gas. Gas is cheap. You're absolutely right. But boy, oh boy, it's not where coal's at.
They're converting. You know, when you look at the coal, is not just the price per ton, but it's all the price to get rid of what's in coal. And
because of government. Thank you, Joe. You're making my point, but it's still lower.
I mean, you have any drywall in your building, any drywall, wallboard, yeah. any drywall anywhere in your office.
Yeah, I'm looking at some.
It's made from materials that are injected into the flues of coal-fired plants. Okay? And so it's not completely a negative thing. One of the reasons that Chinese drywall was so disastrous is because that's gypsum that is actually mined.
All right,
whereas the United States, 99% of our gypsum doesn't come from mine.
Interesting. All right, Joe, we'll continue this conversation another day. I want to get Randy in here before the sports here. Randy in Jamestown's been waiting to weigh in. Randy, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just curious, Scott. Good to hear your voice. How global warming has affected the mudslide. Isn't that really like literal mudslinging? And I have a comment for these global warmers or climate change, whatever. Did they eat a lot of ice cream and just got a lot of brain freeze?
That was Yeah, I don't know. They'd have to answer that question. But I remember brain freeze as a kid. It's not pretty. I recall lasting less than a minute usually. This seems to be lasting decades, though, Randy. That's the only problem with that theory. But it's a good one, and it's good to hear your voice. Call again, please. 20 before the hour, Steve Alsterman, then Dustin Moore on some sports things. And the big story, obviously, last night's NCAA Frozen Four. Here's Steve Alsterman to tell us what the plan is tomorrow on Steve's Sports Saturday. Take it away, fella.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Flag family listeners. Steve's Sports Saturday back tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 a.m. We'll be live from Vision Bank, our home away from home. And we've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. We'll be visiting with Kevin Gorg from Fox Sports North. Kevin covers the Minnesota Wild and Gopher Hockey for FSN, so we'll talk to him about that thrilling game last night between Minnesota and UND. And we'll ask Kevin, did the best team win? We'll also debate that, Dustin Moore and myself, on the show. So we'll talk about the Gopher-UND game. We'll talk about the Minnesota Wild, probably the hottest team in the NHL right now. And we'll ask Kevin what the Minnesota Wild's chances are to win a playoff series and make a little bit of a run. So we'll visit with him about that. Also glad to have Dave Richmond, the new NDSU men's basketball coach, joining us. We'll ask Dave a little bit about the last few weeks for him, being able to help get the Bison into the second round of the NCAA tournament, plus the drama of Saul Phillips taking a new job and what that meant for him and the new opportunity that he now has. So we'll talk with Dave about that. We'll also visit with a couple of guys, Brent Lundgren and Tony Stouse from the Fargo Invaders football team. And they've got a really neat story to tell. It's a new amateur football team in town. And this idea has been tried before, but these guys think there's something different about their structure and the way they're going about this that will make this a long-term addition to the Fargo-Moorhead sports community. So we'll also talk about the Twins. Can they get that pitching staff going here anytime soon? We'll talk about the Redhawks, too, as they get ready to start into season as well. If you cannot catch us live on AM 1100 tomorrow, you can always listen to us online at am1100theflag.com. You can also catch us by mobile app. TuneIn Radio and Radio Loyalty are two good ones that you can use as well. So never an excuse to miss a show on Saturday morning of Steve's Sports Saturday. And if you cannot catch us by any of those methods, we do podcast our shows as well, so you can listen later in the day or Sunday afternoon sometime if you have a few minutes then. Everyone have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for Steve's Sports Saturday right here on AM 1100 The Flag.
Thank you very much, Steve Hallstrom. Dustin Moore here, going to be joining Steve tomorrow at Vision Bank, 3025th Street South. Looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that conversation with Kevin Gorg, Fox Sports North, to talk about last night's game and also to preview the championship game coming up 6:30 Saturday for the NCAA Hockey Championship. As Steve mentioned, Minnesota Twins pitching not so hot. Their lone bright spot, Kyle Gibson, on the mound tonight as they begin a three-game series at home against the Royals. The Twins were swept yesterday afternoon against the A's. They completed that sweep 6-1. Minnesota Wild, as Steve mentioned, one of the hottest teams in the NHL right now. Backstop John Curry. Yes, folks, John Curry is a goaltender for the Minnesota Wild. He got his first NHL win to help them to a 4-2 win over the St. Louis Blues, one of the top teams in the NHL right now. 30-year-old from Shorewood, Minnesota, got his first start last night and first win, so great for him. St. Louis star and UND alum TJ Oshie was injured in that game, which started the second period melee. TJ's status right now for the playoffs is uncertain, Scott.
That's not good.
No, not good. There was quite a fight there in the second period, but as everybody knows, the guy that put USA on their back over Russia, he may not be there for the start of the playoffs.
What a hockey game last night. That was the national championship game right there.
I think I blacked out when they scored. I don't know what happened. Kate my gal told me I was doing some weird things, like some robot moves or something like that. I don't know what happened. My mind just went lost.
Well, it was just, you know, just so not plausible. I mean, you know, the Sioux have their last rush with about 20 seconds left on a power play. And you know, that's the other thing we forget. This is a shorthanded goal, you know, that they give up. Just a total, you know, I mean, so, you know, you get your last rush with 20 seconds. You're coming up the ice the other way. I mean, they're at the gopher net with 20 seconds left. Come up on the rush, you know, get just past the blue line, a little scrum there, and it goes back the other way.
And then the defenseman jumps into a play, has to kick the puck off his skate, back to a stick behind him to get a shot off that trickles on the ice just past it. He didn't even get seed go in, and
no,
but he almost died on the bottom of the pile.
Oh, my gosh. It was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. But it was well, it was a heartbreaker if you're a Sioux fan. There's just no other way to describe it. But it was one heck of a game. No question about it. All right. Thanks, D, for the update. Look forward to Steve Sports Saturday tomorrow. That is required listening on Saturday, folks, 9 to 11.
lots of fun. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and keep cranking here on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hannon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chase's bowling alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Comprador Aveda Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages. 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you. The Chase on the Lake.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Well, and before a 9 on What's On Your Mind, weather in just a moment here, and it's a pretty nice spring day, not bad at all. We did add Jim Pullman. We tracked him down, the former insurance commissioner. Jim Pullman was in a suite last night with some other North Dakota fans, and security from the arena comes in and says, you need to take that Sioux flag down. The NCAA has sent us here to take the flag down. John Calipari is the coach of the runner-up NCAA basketball champion, Kentucky. And I saw he's in a little bit of hot water because he compared the NCAA to the Soviet Union. But I'm starting to think that maybe we're going to get John a little backup, Coach Calipari, a little backup in that assertion, given what we know happened there. So here's the normal or nuts survey question that we're going to start with today on the program. Is the NCAA normal or nuts? Pit bulls. Normal or nuts? We have a rich lineup. Anyway, so a couple of guests that will join us to start next hour. We'll start with the grain growers on the traffic jams on rail that is impacting the ag industry. And then we'll Jim Pullman, and then we'll just open up the phones for the rest of the hour. So we're going to have a lot of fun today on the program, okay? Looking forward to that. Anyway, let's get this call in here, and then I'll do the weather. A couple of topics. 855-200-1776 is the toll-free telephone number. One, to chat with us by leaving a message and letting your voice be heard, and two, on the air. Here is a call that came in during the break.
Good morning, Scott. On what's on your mind? Shucks. 9 seconds to overtime. Scott, we need the 1100, the flag. We need what's on your mind, and we need the Common Sense Club. There's too much going on that the media, the network media is never covers. The Bundy situation in Nevada, for instance. Networks aren't covering that at all. You know, Matt Lauer. Three escaped chimpanzees are more important than what's happening to Bundy. Scott, get a hold of American Policy Center out of Virginia. Get a hold of Tom DeWeese. Get him on your program. He can explain what grazing rights are and what's going on. And he's an expert on Agenda 21. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Making a note here, Tom DeWeese, American Policy Center, Grazing Rights, Agenda 21. Will do. At Agenda 21, I've done a fair amount of digging, and I've yet to find anything that doesn't scare the living daylights out of me. In general, it's just about property rights and who owns them, and that's really what's going on in Nevada. In that particular case, it's a states' rights issue. No question about it. Anyway, appreciate the call, and thanks for the suggestions. Let me tell you about the weather here. And we'll do that, and then we'll get cranking with our guests, and then open up those phones today for you on what's on your mind. And if you can't wait to weigh in, again, I'll tell you, it's 855-200-1776. So here's what we're looking at, 37 degrees in Fargo at this hour, heading for a high of 66. I'll start in the valley, and then we'll get to the oil patch here next in a moment and let you know how we're looking. Forecast is calling for sunny to partly cloudy skies, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, with a high about 66, west wind at 5 to 10. Cloudy tonight, some rain showers after midnight, low of 41, east-southeast wind at 10 to 15, chance of rain about 40%. Weekend-wise, 66 today, 60 tomorrow with partly sunny skies. It looks really windy on Sunday and 41 degrees. No precip, but a lot of wind and 41 degrees. And start the week next week in the mid-30s, so we're not exactly balmy yet here. I'm breaking through, just getting a little wind here and there. Out in the oil patch right now, 32, cooler there, and only 57 today with the sunny skies. Only, I guess we'll take it, right? And going to be a cloudy day. Some rain showers tomorrow and cooling off 42. The oil patch 21 with the overnight low. And the overnight low still in the teens Sunday and Monday. 37 partly sunny on Sunday, Monday 39 as well. So it's 32 right now, heading for 57 in Tioga. 60 will be the temp in Williston today with a 33-degree temp right now. Watford City Fair in 32. Newtown 32, heading for 60. Stanley, 32, be about 57 today. Columbus, 28 degrees at this hour, heading for 55. Back in the valley, cloudy and 37 at this hour in Grand Forks, heading for 57. as well. Under cloudy skies today, Hillsboro 39 at this hour, Grafton 37, Kindred 37, Breckenridge 37, Fergus Falls 39 degrees, Detroit Lakes 42, heading for 60 today. Thief River 35 right now, Warroad only 35 and only getting to 42 degrees today. Down in South Dakota, partly cloudy, 33 in Watertown at this hour, Sioux Falls at 46, Aberdeen 33 degrees, and the capital city 28 degrees in Bismarck, Mandan at this hour. All right, folks, let's get going. Normal or nuts, the NCAA, owning a pit bull, normal or nuts, a couple issues that we're going to tackle there. Critical infrastructure, things like a pool and a community center, that critical infrastructure, especially in the oil patch, do they deserve a sense of community? I sure think they do. I want to talk about that today, too, and much more on the program we call What's on Your Mind, 855-200-1776. Call us.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.